When her cars came up, she posted them outside at guard. "Admit no one without my leave," she told Jogo. "No one." Eroa stared fearfully at Drogo where he lay. "He dies," she whispered. Danny slapped her. "The Carl cannot die. He is the father of the stallion who mounts the world. His hair has never been cut. He still wears the bells his father gave him." "Khaleesi," Jiqui said. "He fell from his horse." Trembling, her eyes full of sudden tears, Danny turned away from them. "He fell from his horse." It was so. She had seen it. And the blood riders, and no doubt her handmaids, and the men of her cars as well. And how many more? They could not keep it secret. And Danny knew what that meant. A Carl who could not ride could not rule. And Drogo had fallen from his horse. "We must bathe him," she said stubbornly. She must not allow herself to despair. "Iri, have the tub brought at once. Daria, Eroa, find water, cool water. He's so hot." He was a fire in human skin. The slaves set up the heavy copper tub in a corner of the tent. When Daria brought the first jar of water, Danny wet a length of silk to lay across Drogo's brow over the burning skin. His eyes looked at her, but he did not see.